Colombian President Alvaro Uribe says he needs more international help combating the armed rebels in his country. He wants other South American governments to classify the insurgents as terrorist groups, but his neighbors are reluctant to do so. NPR's Martin Costi visited the capitals of Colombia and Venezuela, and he has this report.
President Uribe was elected last year on a law and order platform, and he cares deeply about the terminology used to describe Colombia's armed insurgencies.
We should no longer call these groups political delinquents. We should no longer call these groups guerrillas, idealistic groups. Their actions are terrorism. They are terrorists.
The United States is happy to oblige. The Bush administration now classifies as terrorist organizations all three of Colombia's major armed groups: the leftist Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia and National Liberation Army, and the right-wing paramilitaries. But Colombia's South American neighbors are not willing to make the same leap.
By naming organizations, sometimes maybe it's not the best diplomatic response.
The foreign minister of Venezuela, Roy Chatterton, says bombings and kidnappings are, without a doubt, terrorist acts. But he says to classify the perpetrators as terrorists might close off some avenues for a negotiated peace settlement.
Many countries in the world prefer to reserve themselves potential and assistance to political process in other countries, a process of pacification, for instance, process of reconciliation. So we cannot deny ourselves in advance the right to participate in those processes.
This kind of talk infuriates the Uribe government, which tries to make the case that Colombia's insurgent groups are a little better than drug gangs. Gilberto Toro Giraldo is the head of the Colombian Federation of Municipalities. He says the towns and villages in eastern Colombia are constantly being attacked by insurgents who take refuge just across the border in Venezuela. Toro says he doesn't understand why the Venezuelans are so complacent about the presence of insurgents.
Son fenómenos que no pueden ser combatidos localmente, que se necesita de...
These are phenomena that can't be combated locally. They require a coordinated international effort with a lot of teamwork between intelligence agencies, Toro says. He warns Venezuelans that if they continue to allow the Colombian insurgents to seek safe haven in their territory, they too will end up as the victims of terrorism. In fact, in neighboring Venezuela, there has been an uncharacteristic wave of bombings recently. Here in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas, construction crews are cleaning up around the Colombian consulate, a four-story building whose entire facade was ripped open by a middle-of-the-night bombing last week. But the Venezuelans who've gathered in the street to gawk at the damage don't seem to be worried about the possible presence of Colombian insurgents here in their country.
No.
There's always been a lot of fighting over in Colombia, this woman says, but they've never come over here to do bad things. Another woman, Ivone Moreno, says this bombing is most likely a Venezuelan matter, part of the ongoing dispute between the opponents and supporters of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. She says she's glad that her government hasn't condemned the Colombian insurgents. There's no reason for the guerrillas to want to harm us if we don't harm them, Moreno says. On the contrary, we should continue to be good, welcoming hosts to anyone who comes to our country. Pedro Santana is the head of Viva la Ciudadanía, one of Colombia's most influential grassroots political organizations. He says President Uribe is wrong to pressure neighboring countries to end their traditional neutrality. Santana, like many South Americans, sees a parallel between Uribe's strategy and President Bush's war on terrorism.
Ellos tienen una concepción muy idéntica sobre el terrorismo.
They share an identical understanding of terrorism, and they both see it all connected around the world. Uribe believes that the best way to confront these armed groups is to recruit the technological and military involvement of the United States and neighboring South American countries.
Since the attacks of September 11th, the Bush administration has increased the number of military advisors in Colombia, and it now allows the Colombian government to use U.S. military hardware to go after the insurgencies. But despite Uribe's recent diplomatic overtures, the other major governments in South America have refused to join his version of the war on terror, in large part because they're uncomfortable with the growing U.S. military presence in Colombia. Martin Costi, NPR News, Bogota.